This podcast is sponsored by Audible. Audible, stay connected, informed, and inspired. Try Audible Premium Plus for 30 days free. Your 30-day trial comes with one credit, two credits for Prime members, good for any premium selection titles you like, yours to keep. With the Audible Plus catalog of podcasts, audiobooks, guided wellness, and Audible originals, you can listen all you want. No credits needed. Go to www.audibletrial.com/entertainmentrants to start your Audible Premium Plus 30-day trial today. $14.95 a month after 30 days. Cancel anytime. Audible, it's time to start listening.
Welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast, your number one source for all things entertainment. Join host Marco Mazzola and his fellow ranters as they sound off on the latest movies, TV, and the world of entertainment. Now, here are your ranters for the hour, Marco, Mila, Larry, and Bruno.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Marco Mazzola, and we have a very special edition of our podcast today. I know we've been out for a little while and off the air, but we got a special edition today. We're going to review an amazing show from the North Shore Music Theater. They're doing the Broadway musical Frozen. So we do not have our regular ranters in the house today. We have our musical ranters in the house today, okay? But as being a kid show, we thought we'd bring some kids along. So we have my son Christian with us today. Christian, say hello into the microphone.
Hello.
What's your name again?
Christian
Donizola. Christian Donizola, that's right. We have Mom Amy.
Hi.
And we have Flavia, also known as Via. Say hello.
Hello.
And her mom Rachel.
Hello.
And we have Dorian.
Hi.
And Jason.
Hello.
All right, everybody. So it's good to see everybody here today. We're excited to talk about Frozen, the musical. All right. Again, we saw this at the North Shore Music Theater on Wednesday night, their opening night. And we're going to kind of go around the room and see what everybody thought of the show. You know, what your favorite characters were. Did you have a favorite song? Things like that. It's just kind of a conversation. We're just going to be talking about it, okay? So, you know, if there's something you want to say about the show, just go ahead and say it. You can raise your hand and I'll call on you or things like that. Just make sure that microphone's really nice and close to your face, okay? All right, and we can edit, so don't worry about it. If something's like, oh, no, we made a lot, don't worry about it. We can edit, so okay, don't worry about that, all right? All right, so let's kind of go around the room. And who wants to say anything? Who wants to say how they felt about the show first? Anybody want to give their opinion about the show first? Christian does get his hand up. What would you like to say right into the microphone?
I like Elsa this weekend, so I like her.
You like Elsa? Was she your favorite character?
Yeah,
I thought so. You've been talking a lot about Elsa since then. Yeah, and we even started watching the movie because you liked the show so much that we saw. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Via, how about you? Who was your favorite?
Anna,
really close, yeah.
Anna
was your favorite? Okay. How come?
She's funny.
She's funny? Yeah. All right. Well, why do you think she's funny?
I don't know. She just is.
She just is? Okay. I like that.
Bobby, did you like the little girl who was playing Anna, or did you like the older Anna?
The older Anna? Okay, yep, that makes sense. I gotcha. I mean, she's obviously in the play a lot more, right? There's a lot more of her. Okay, cool. Dorian, how about you? Who is your favorite?
Anna,
you liked Anna as well, so we got one vote for Elsa and two for Anna. Awesome. All right, let's go around the room with the adults. We'll start. Oh, Via has something to say.
I have something about Anna.
You do? Okay, really close to the mic. Swallow that microphone. There you go.
When she, the thing about the sandwiches, the like sandwiches, that's all I was going to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, yes, her and Hans, is it?
Yes.
Hans was, they were singing their song together and they finished each other.
Called that the sandwich.
Love is an open door.
Love is an open door. Thank you very much. If only we had the actual program with us.
That would have been tremendous.
Yeah, we do actually. I have it in my bag.
Okay.
So I would take it out while we're talking.
I think, Anna's funny, right? She does a lot more fun things, I think, than Elsa. Elsa just kind of like.
Hang in there, Jones.
Yep. Elsa just kind of. Sits around and is worried.
Elsa is a pretty girl with magic in her hands.
That's right. She's a pretty girl with magic in her hands. That's right. That's why she wears the gloves. So she, okay, you can have this one because, like, I didn't see that coming. I think I have more. All right. I only have two, so he's up there. I need to see one so I know what we're talking about. All right. Excellent. Okay, so let's get back into it. So Frozen, let's just go a little before we get more into it. I just want to give a little heads up on what's going on here. So again, it's playing at the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts. It's going from July 9th through July 28th. All right, make sure you get your tickets online at the nsmt.org. That is the only place to get tickets. Do not get fooled into going somewhere else to get tickets. They're not official tickets. Only go to nsmt.org, okay? Check them out on the line on their Facebook or their Instagram as well.
Also, I was like, whoa.
Which one? You like the song? Which song did you like? Did you like Let It Go?
Yeah.
You like that? You like Let It Go? Yeah. I need to make sure he's talking into the microphone. That's on you. That's your job. There you go. Being the adult. There you go. Awesome. Fantastic. How about what's favorite song? Give me your favorite song. What was your favorite song, Via?
The one they with the ochre. Like, I don't know what it was called.
Oh, the sauna song by Oaken?
Yeah.
When they were dancing around?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Higgy? That one?
Yes. That's the one. Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah. That one was really funny.
Yeah. Oaken and Kristoff. Yeah,
that
exactly.
That was
really
funny.
The first song in Act 2 when we came back. Absolutely. Yep. That's a great one. Doreen, how about you? Right up on that mic. Jay, your father will pull that mic right in front of your face.
Even if you don't know, say, I don't know it to the mic.
Don't know.
Okay. That's all right. Yep. That's okay. You can say, I don't know. That's all right not to know. All right. That's just fine. How about the adults? What was their favorite song?
You need it. I'm with Flavia.
You're with Via.
I'm with Via. I liked Higgy. That was really, really funny. It made me laugh.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I felt like, you know, Elsa made me really sad at the end of Act 1. Like, as cool as that was, I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure on her.
Yes.
She has to, you know,
being the oldest sister, I can see why you would feel that way. Yes.
Please.
I
understand. I'm telling you.
I understand.
It's not easy being the oldest.
A lot of similarities. Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. No, you don't need both books. You only need one book, buddy. That's okay. Jay, how about you?
My favorite song has always been, even just from the movie too, is the Love is an Open Door.
Yeah.
I like the vocals in that. I like the comparison between Anna and Hans's vocals in that. And it's always the song for me that's the most fun to sing along with.
I like it. Rachel?
Oh, boy. Mine is Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Yeah. Aww.
And the Anna, the little girl who played Anna, can you read who it was?
The little one.
The young girl. Was absolutely tremendous.
Olivia Quist?
She was amazing.
Yeah.
She was so good throughout the whole show. They had her, you know, little special moments throughout the show that she kept popping up, and she was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I thought it was a... So what do we think overall of the performance, the show itself? Yes, buddy.
I love Elsa very much, and she changed clothes.
She did change clothes.
Yes.
You like when she changed clothes? Yeah, that was really cool. It happened really, really fast, didn't it? It was an amazing production, and how they worked the magic on stage, right? I mean, it's a Broadway musical. Obviously, this is taken from the Broadway musical. And it's a smaller theater. It's a theater in a round. So there's obviously challenges. And we've talked about this before on the podcast because we do a lot of the reviews for the North Shore. So there's always a challenge on how they're going to perform these sort of actions. When you're on Broadway in a big theater, sometimes there's a little bit more leniency, a little bit easier ways to get around. But when you're doing this theater in a round, it can be a little more difficult. But I have to say, I mean, we always say it, hands off, hats off to the North Shore. They always find a way to make things super magical and believable and pull you into the show.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be really deep into the show. Like when you see her cloak.
What about all the snow?
So, yeah, I wanted to get to the snow. Again, hold that thought because I'm going to definitely get to the snow. Because that the snow was one of my favorite parts of the entire production value of the show.
I like the snowman.
You like the snowman? You like Olaf?
Olaf
is really fun. He is really fun.
Sorry, Jay. Okay. They don't usually have the screens.
Yeah, so they talked about it at the beginning, all the new screens they put up for
those
projection.
Aren't normally there, but nope. I think they really needed them, and I think it helped
absolutely.
A lot. To the set.
They added absolutely. So much.
Because you have so much, because Arendelle is so big.
Yeah.
That just the city itself, right, that mm-hmm. the town itself is so huge, and you got to see so much of it. The castle itself, mm-hmm. it added to the size of the castle to make you think you're in this massive, massive castle, and how lonely she was mm-hmm. when Yana's just kind of bopping around there by herself. Mm-hmm. Without her sister, you know what I mean?
And you're so limited in what you can do there, right? Yeah. Because you're always blocking somebody, or you always right. have the potential of blocking right. someone because it's in the round.
So when you have these screens up high, and then you have Elsa with her magic, and there's only so much you can do to make magic, and when she's doing something, it's popping up from the ground, from the lighting, onto the screen.
Yeah.
It helps to bring that into play, right? When her glove flew away, and you could see it going on the screen.
Cool.
You know, right? That sort of thing.
Where did it even go?
Well, that's kind of the magic, right? Like when her cloak left and it goes up the mountain, you don't
Didn't
see it, like how fast
cloak
her cloak
yet?
Comes off, and then her clothes go down, right? Her, she changes dress. She changes from, her regular coronation dress into her sparkly Elsa costume.
If only we knew someone we could ask.
Well, I saw it. Didn't you see how it happened?
Yes, but
Who are we gonna ask?
We could ask Mike.
We could ask Mike. We could ask Mike. Yeah, I mean, it's obvious you could see it in the stage. You could see how it happened. But I don't want to spoil it. Go see the show because it was quite amazing how they did it.
Yeah, I think for me, like I knew, going in it was gonna be a theater in the round, and that was gonna add an interesting aspect to the show. People aren't just gonna be coming on stage left, stage right.
Right.
They're all around you. They're coming in from behind you, from across from you. But the part that I thought worked really, really well for that theater was, as much as I was staring at that stage and everything that was happening, stuff just kept showing up on the stage and then disappearing from the stage. And then the center hole in the stage shows up, and then, something else shows up from there, or something sinks down. You're like, where did that go? Where did that come from? It was done so well, like a magic act, distracting you over to the mm-hmm. left with something, and then a set piece shows up on the right, and you have no idea that it even showed up
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
They use the aisles really well, too.
Yeah.
Like for not just for entrance and exit, but to bring things in and out. It's really, when they do a Christmas carol, they have like a balcony almost. And it's really impressive, like how they use it and what they have up there and how that all works. It's really, really cool. But
what do you want to say, Christian?
What do you want to say?
But the
nice and loud. Tell me what you want to say, buddy.
The first thing, they had all kinds of seats, and then it was bigger.
That's right. And then it got a lot bigger, didn't it? What about the snow? Who liked the snow?
Me.
The snow was it your favorite part. The snow was my favorite part.
You saw the snow.
I put it on my nose.
Did you? You definitely did.
Awesome.
You definitely did. Yeah, the snow was cool. What's that, Dorian? Say that into the mic.
Say it into the mic.
Jay, pull that mic right in front of his face.
Fabia ate the snow.
She ate the snow. You ate bubbles?
I didn't realize.
Most of her insides are clean.
I was trying to catch it. I thought it was confetti.
So going back to it, trying to touch it.
No, it disappeared.
Because it was soap. That was the magic of it, right? That was the magic of it. I was thinking of it from the beginning. Like, how are they going to pull off snow when normally it is that plasticky type of confetti or something like that?
No cleanup involved.
Right.
This.
How are they going to clean up this theater after every performance? And you realize when you see it, okay, it's bubbles. It's like bath bubbles or soap bubbles. You see it's condensed. It's not like bubbles like in a bubble, machine. You see these really tight soap bubbles.
Yeah, it landed on my hand and then it disappeared and it didn't leave
residue. Soap residue, yeah, it's an amazing whatever it's made out. I'm sure we can find out. Whatever it's made of is incredible, and just the brain power, I would say, behind that.
You could see
the audience. Yeah. You're right, and everybody in the audience view was thinking that. Like you could see everybody in the audience, like, oh my god, it's touching me, but then it's gone. Like everybody was mesmerized by the snow because mm-hmm. it was so much of it, and it wasn't just on stage. Like they basically enveloped the whole audience in snow. At a certain point, a couple times, not the whole time, but a couple of times, right? It wasn't overdone.
Did you guys try to catch it?
Who tried to catch it?
Me?
Flavia did. Dorian, you did.
Did you try to catch it? Did you try to catch the snow in the show, Christian?
Yeah, you did.
I absolutely did.
I know, I did too.
One of the things with the snow is that it added to the ebb and flow of the show. So when we went, it was an evening performance. And how old is Christian? Two and three?
Four.
Four. So he's four. Flavia's nine. Dorian's six. So, you know, being up until 9:30, 10, it was a little challenging. But because of the ebb and flow of the energy of the show, all, you know, they were a little bit tired. And then all of a sudden, you know, they start coming out in towels and woohoo, and the kids are up and excited. And then they're kind of going back down. And then the snow comes down from the the sky, and they're all wide-eyed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's definitely something that you can take the kids to. Even though the time might be a little bit
Better. I mean, there's earlier shows.
Yeah.
There's definitely earlier shows you can go see. What did you want to say?
What did you want to say, buddy?
So talk right into the mic. There was some blue seats that and some frozen snacks.
Yeah.
And there was Elsa.
Nice and loud.
They're frozen Elsa on.
Yeah. And they had really cool snacks going in, right? They had themed snacks and like snow cone type stuff.
Do you want to build a snow cone?
Yeah, they had snow cones going in, which is super cool.
Which you could pick like an Anna or an Elsa flavor, right? Like blue or pink or something. There was only blue? I thought there were a couple flavors. I could be wrong. I did not purchase one.
We only went to one spot, so it could have been offered. I think there was an adult beverage.
There was an adult frozen thing.
And there was those cute little places where you could take pictures and You know what we haven't discussed?
What's that?
The puppet.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to get there. Olaf is on my list,
Not so much Olaf, the other one. What's
Sven?
So Sven.
That was amazing.
Sven was incredible.
Amazing.
So you have a person inside a giant reindeer costume, but like the face, I mean, that was definitely Disney quality face.
And it reminded me of, I went to see Sondheim as a concert in New York last year when they did Into the Woods. And one of the most incredible creatures there was the cow. And this reminded me very much of the way that they did the cow.
Both puppets were amazing. Incredible, right? Yeah. The eyes are moving, you know, like this very articulated.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a moving head, like the eyes, the mouth, everything. It's the full-blown puppeteering during this thing. For a character that doesn't have a whole lot to do, it just kind of walks around the stage a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Obviously, it doesn't speak, but
it adds a lot.
Yeah,
it definitely
adds
a lot.
If you watched and you noticed with the feet, he always had the feet on the ground.
Yep.
Like when he was walking, it was how the reindeer would walk and off.
The puppeteer was incredible.
You were able to suspend your disbelief and look at the character Olaf and Sven as characters and not so much look at the people. Like they kind of blended.
The back feet of Sven was not on the ground.
Yep. Sometimes they were definitely up.
Sometimes they were up.
So Christopher Palmieri is the guy who does Sven.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
He's the puppet.
I actually thought the guy who did Olaf reminded me of Josh Gad.
A little bit. He definitely did. Like the character. Elliot Maddox is his name.
And
he was definitely doing a somewhat of a Josh Gad, and I don't want to say impression, but like he wanted to bring you into that because that's a very well-known character. It's a very well-established character. And, you know, if you're... You take it too far away from the original performance for people, that can be a little jarring, especially for kids if they've seen the movie a million times.
You almost have to do the character voice.
You kind of do, or some sort of a mannerism or thing that you kind of have to do it. Right, I agree. Because otherwise it's just like, oh, who's this? That's not really Olaf.
And some of those added lines and things that were done by Olaf were right, like, in the pocket.
Yep.
So even though you weren't expecting them, they still were just as believable.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Yep.
It was really awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was definitely a really good job. Yeah,
I thought, I mean, also, like, Anna reminded me of Kristen Bell in some ways. And I think, again, like you were saying, because the kids have seen it so many times, you have to, you know, you can bring part of your own to the character, but you can't stray too far because of all of those things.
But, like, the little girl who did, that we already introduced, the one that did little Anna, like young Anna, she was, like, so spot on with the characterization of young Anna, how she would throw out comments, the whole, like, Via even said it, like, hang in there, Joan.
Yep.
Like, her acting in general was just so amazing.
Yes.
That she literally became this cartoon character on stage. And when she played one of the trolls from the movie, the mountain folk, she was the little kid mountain folk who was throwing out all those little lines about Kristoff and his feet and the square-shaped pairness of his feet, all those lines. But it was perfect. It was like the timing of it. She was that character from the movie, like come to life.
Definitely.
Yes. Fixer Upper was also pretty awesome, I have to say.
Yeah. And I thought it was good the way that they made them into the mountain people, because I wasn't expecting a troll to show, like a rock.
A rock to roll out and turn into a person. Yeah. Yeah. And that, the adaptation, I mean, that's, you know, the adaptation just into a musical.
They could have done a somersault into the stage and then turned into a people.
Yeah.
You're true. Good point, Flavia.
Very good point.
And I also want to mention the costumes, because I was
we're definitely going to get to costuming.
Yeah, I thought it was, they were superb, especially with the ones in the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And because the way that this theater, I've actually never have been. This was my
first. This is your first time for you guys.
This was my first time at this particular theater, and I thought it was very interesting and very well done at the way that the theater in the round. But one of the things that I thought was very interesting is you could see the detailing.
Mm-hmm.
You could see even the stitching on the costumes. And you could tell that they're just so well made.
Yeah.
And they were so well done.
Yeah, yeah. They go full out. For me, now we've seen every show this season, and a lot. This is my favorite show this season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I posted it online already, and I've loved every show this season they've done. This is my favorite. Doesn't have to be your favorite, but it's certainly my favorite.
There's only been two this season, my dear.
What are you talking about?
The season is five shows.
But
what have we seen so far?
Well, Jersey Boys is not part of the season.
Oh, that wasn't part of the season?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I count it as part of the season. Right. Sorry. I counted it as part of the season. We've seen it.
Yeah.
Out of the shows we've seen.
Fiddler.
This year. Fiddler.
Yes.
Yes. Out of the shows we've seen this year.
And there's three more.
We have Tootsie to come up.
Tootsie.
We have Million Dollar Quartet.
And then Titanic.
And Titanic. And then, of course, we end the year with Christmas Carol. Which we have a special, but I'm still not releasing what our news is for Christmas Carol.
Okay.
That's still on the hush-hush.
Yes.
But yes, we're going to obviously do our annual Christmas Carol review, as we do.
Yeah. I think theater in the round, like going back to the costumes, it's less forgiving because everybody can see everything from every angle. So
Absolutely.
It's not like you can have it look good in the front and not in the back.
Yeah.
So, but also like, so I've never had this experience there before. It was so hot in there.
It definitely, like
terrible.
Our air conditioning here at the school, like when it's a certain, like when it gets over 90 here, our air conditioner works, it's working now, but when it's over 90, it's fighting for its life.
So I was dying in a little dress
and,
you know, sandals. And so I was looking at these people on the stage.
Who have them wearing double costumes.
You know, like, and I
or they're wearing wool costumes.
And hat, and I was like, oh my God. And you know, and they were just doing what they needed to do.
Yeah. Don't forget, under hot lights.
Under hot theater lights as well.
It's not just.
And we're watching the middle of winter.
Right. Yeah. They're trying to play it off like it's a snowstorm. It's a blizzard.
I
and
was
it's
kind
it's
of
horrible.
Cold.
You were cold?
Right. That means that the magic was working.
That's right. The magic definitely worked.
Mom and I were dying. We were like, oh my God. Your mom and I were like,
summer.
Oh my God. We're going to. Yes. We were really feeling in summer with Olaf.
Right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. You put me in summer and I'll be a. Happy snowman.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I love warm hugs, too. So, absolutely.
You do love warm hugs.
I do love my warm hugs.
And the other thing is, I actually love the fact that they offered the booster seats to the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
Because usually they are so, like, squirmy.
Yeah.
Because they can't see.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. No,
awesome.
They definitely got to see. It was really well done. It's just a magical theater. In general, we love going there for as much as we can go there. Any show that they have, pretty much. You guys are going to
Beauty and the Beast Jr.
Yeah, you guys are going to see Beauty and the Beast Jr. I can't wait to hear about
that.
We
also saw Madagascar.
And we saw Madagascar. That was Christian's first show that he sat through.
Ooh.
We tried last year for Curious George. That was a no-go. We got through 10 minutes, but he would not stop trying to get up on stage.
Yes, he wanted to go dance with them.
That was, you know, he was
so
really young. He was young at that point. He did not understand the concept of I cannot be on stage with these people. So that was that. But, yeah, the costumes were, again, I think, the best costume so far. It definitely brings you in. It brings you into Arendelle. It brings you in so far into what they're doing. And they're so hot looking. I'm sorry. This is a wool in the devil. I just can't believe it. But the incredible detail. Mm-hmm. You know, Elsa, you know, she's little. You know, it's a little different, right? She's wearing pants, not a dress, when she's in her Elsa form, which I totally get. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you have to.
She does that in Frozen 2.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. In Frozen 2, she's wearing more of a pantsuit.
Girl, you wear your pants.
You wear your pantsuit. Yeah, absolutely. Listen,
the boots were great.
Yeah.
Agreed. The sparkly boots.
Yep. There was so much sparkle.
Yeah. It was really well done.
I enjoyed the sparkle.
The mountain was incredible, right? Yep. It was very much like Sound of Music.
Yes, but very different.
But different, like, right. No, but it was that mountain going up into the audience, yeah, like Sound of Music, yeah, but it was definitely more geared towards this. It looked more Magical Mountain, mm-hmm, versus the...
Which are the only two times I've seen them do that, yeah, right? Like, it's appropriate. And, like, mm-hmm, with Sound of Music, they needed to walk up the mountain, right? Yeah. This time they needed the... I don't know, it worked.
Yeah,
it definitely worked. It didn't feel like, oh, I've seen this before.
No, that was the nice... They didn't sort of, like, crank out the Sound of Music mountain. All right, we drag this back out again. Yeah. You can see they changed the production of it. So, like, all right, this is specifically for this show.
I also thought the orchestra was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm the type that I do like to see it, so I wish I was able to see the players.
Oh, yeah, because they're all sort of under the stage.
I was wondering how the mix was going to be because they were under and... I thought it was great.
Yes. And they're in different pockets. They're in different areas. It's not all just in one section. Right. They're in different areas. They have screens in different areas so they can see each other.
And when the singers were all over, you could hear, they definitely like mixed up all the parts. So you could hear all, mm-hmm, everything coming in almost like in stereo with all the choral numbers.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Definitely. Yeah, so that's, again, that's another one of the things that are just wonderful to go there and see how they do it. Right, and how the music performs. We saw Music Man there, you know,
it's a long time ago. I love Music Man. It's one of my favorite
just
shows.
To see like the different areas where they put the different, like, sort of, because it's Music Man, right? And you see the orchestra. Like, sometimes, in Christmas Carol, like, the orchestra plays a part of it, so they're not always hidden.
Yeah,
and you see sometimes they're elevated into the stage things, so you can see them because they are part of the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's really cool to see that stuff too.
I want to say again, this is the first time I have ever been hot, and I've been to a million shows there in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if we've ever been to where it's like 90 degrees out.
Oh, God.
So, like, again, I feel for them because we go through the same thing here. Well, our air conditioner works top notch, but the humidity makes the air conditioner fight for its life.
For days.
Are you singing to us?
Are you singing?
No,
It was humid for days and hot for days.
Yeah, so the air conditioner was just fighting for its life. That's all right. That happens. It's okay. Yeah.
Yes, I don't. You know.
So, Rachel, what other thoughts on the show? This is your first time on the podcast.
No, I know. I thought it was really good. It was the first time, I said this to you earlier, it was the first time I'd ever seen the stage production versus the Disney production.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, like, some of the songs I thought were great. They were additives. They made sense. I know, Jason, you had a little bit of trouble with them changing the order of things. But I think that added to the ebb and flow of the energy of the show. But I was telling you that the last scene, when they were coming in and it was in this like minor key, and it just, to me, didn't work.
Yeah.
It was just, that was the only part, and it's nothing to do with North Shore. It's the music. The way that it is written,
they're taking the play from the Broadway musical.
Yeah, they have the rights and they're performing what they have. To me, it was the only moment that I went, huh? And then it just like resolved back into the same realm, the same story. But besides that, I thought it was very good. I thought all the key players were great. Mm-hmm. I was super interested to see how the set and all those things were going to be in the round. I thought it was good. I like the fact that they turn around. So I like the moment I couldn't see something.
Yeah, they definitely play to the entire audience. So
then, yeah, they definitely have in their mind that they need to show everybody what's going on. And then just using the ceiling as part of the set, mm-hmm, and the screens, I really thought helped.
Yeah. This is the first time we've seen them.
Yeah, they're brand new. At one point, I have a feeling
they're going to be back.
Yeah, I'd imagine they worked them in. Not every show.
At one point where we were, and I looked up, and there were trees. So I'm like, forest.
Yep, exactly.
Especially when the general set doesn't change.
Like, right.
The center stage has, like I said, has set pieces that pop in and off, on and off. But trees weren't showing up there. Right. You weren't doing major set changes where, oh, there's a castle on stage now, so now we're in Arendelle. Oh, there's trees on stage.
Right, which
now
you can't do because you block people.
So the screens really allowed them to.
See, when they like do the door, you can see through the door.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. because you have to be able to see from both sides, even though it's like a frame of a door with some frame parts to it, but it's not a solid door. They do that all the time.
There's a lot of change, like a lot of set change, like, you know, setting change in this, right? Whereas, like, in other musicals, like, we just saw Fiddler, right?
Yeah.
It's all in the town.
Yeah.
It's all in Anatevka, right? Yeah. So maybe they go in a house, they're out of a house, they're at this one's place, they're at the bar, whatever. It's much easier to make that happen. But this one goes into the forest, up to her castle, everything. But this goes into the forest, and the castle, and the place, and they're here, sauna. And you're there, and the sauna, and the mountains, and that.
Summertime.
You know, yeah, in the summertime, and how do you do it?
In summer.
Yes.
That's one of my, that's my favorite song, by the way.
That's your favorite?
Yes, it is.
In summer?
In summer, yeah, in summer is my favorite. I'm sorry, that's it just is.
Summer's favorite, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. What did you think of the musical compared to the cartoon movie?
I like the movie better. I like the movie better.
Why? You can like the movie better.
I like the cartoon one. I don't know why. I don't like people playing it. But the only thing I liked was Olaf. Like in the people form.
Yeah. And you like the magic, though, right?
Yeah.
Are you happy we took you to go see it?
Yeah.
Dorian, how about you?
Whatever you want to talk about, like, what did you like the most? What character did you like? Don't whisper to me.
What's the song?
Nice and loud,
the
buddy.
The song, Love is an Open Door.
I like the Love is an Open Door.
Nice.
What about the characters? What characters did you like?
I like the kid Anna.
The kid Anna? Anybody else? I liked the Duke of Wesselton.
Yes.
Yes. He was funny. And they played him just like the cartoon.
Oh, and
his toupee and all.
His makeup was incredible.
Yeah.
Because he looks exactly like him.
The toupee
flying forward when he does
the
whole thing.
He does. I mean, the actor, let's get his name. Let me get his name. Hold on 1 second. Just want to make sure we're
and
giving
look at his
credit.
Picture. He looks nothing like he did on the stage. They did such a good job with his makeup.
Yes.
Courtier Simmons.
There it
Courtier
is.
Courtier Simmons.
Courtier Simmons, right? Yeah. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate your backup. Yes, 100%. The makeup. I mean, if you look at him, you know, look at his photo.
Yeah.
There's nothing like
him.
Like
it.
It was
they
incredible.
Did a great job with his makeup.
Definitely, it looks like the cartoon.
Absolutely.
I mean, he definitely knew. Not just the height and, you know, thin he is. He looks like the cartoon. And he knows so because we just watched, like, at least the first half of it or whatever last night.
I think we definitely have not seen it as many times as probably you guys have.
Oh, right.
You know, I mean, we've seen it a few.
Well, I mean, our first birthday party, at Focus Martial Arts for Flavia on her, fourth birthday was Frozen.
Yep.
Yes. So
when we were still doing cakes.
When we were still doing cakes.
Yes.
I mean, awesome. That
was
her
cake.
It was an
that
awesome
cake. That cake was amazing.
That was one of my favorite cakes.
Cake.
I know you guys hated that I did cakes, but that was why.
No, but
those
that,
are the cakes. That was the reasons why I did the cakes.
We had lots of really good frozen cakes. We did lots of frozen birthdays.
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
we did.
You know,
did
we didn't.
Too?
Yeah. We didn't see, you know, we didn't. I don't know. We just haven't seen it a million times. So things being out of order. Really, I don't even know that I noticed because it's been a long time since I watched it. So,
So one of the biggest ones for Jason was that, you tell them.
So I'm very detail oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see a show, I remember all the parts of the show, the order that it went in, when a song starts, when a song stops, when scene changes happen. So to me, we got through the whole first half of the show. And I'm sitting there, and it's an intermission, and I'm flipping through the book, and I'm going, "Oh, Oaken's in this?" Because, you know, Anna already found Kristoff, already basically hired him into getting her up the mountain, and I'm playing the movie in my head and thinking, "Wait a minute, she went to Oaken's trading post first, then Kristoff walks in." And then she gets the whole change of clothes, and then she throws the carrots at Kristoff in the shed and be like, "You're taking me up the mountain." So I'm like, did they just skip Oaken in this? But then he's like the first thing in Act Two. So to me, like, that was out of order, and I still can't reconcile that.
Yeah,
I understand that it's like different because it's the play, and I was talking to Rachel about it.
So
and
it has
it's
to be,
like,
right?
You get a little bit of a lull, and then this kind of picks it back up, you know, with that Oaken song and the sauna and the yoo-hoo family.
One more time. How's that go?
Yoo-hoo family.
Just checking.
Yoo-hoo family.
Yeah. Christian likes it.
Did you like that?
So, you know, but that part, I was just like, oh, okay, I understand after talking to Rachel, you know, about it in terms of just the dynamics of the show, the play, that why they would make that change. And obviously they added some new songs in there that weren't in the movie and stuff like that to kind of bring it back.
Yeah, because
up.
If you watch the movie, which you all have, there's not a lot of actual songs. There's only like 4 or 5, maybe at best, songs. There's a lot of instrumental,
right.
But there's not a lot of actual, you know, songs.
Yeah.
So lyrical songs.
Right.
So it's not huge, which is strange. But I guess, I mean, really, if you look at a lot of like the shows, they're not, even though it's like a musical, they're not. I mean, I think Encanto had a bunch, but some of the more recent ones, they do more in terms of the musical, but Frozen did not have a lot. So they definitely had to add more to make
it a full
musical.
And the stuff that they added, and Rachel touched upon this, and we were talking about this after we saw it, was I thought it fit. Like, some of it felt very stereotypical Broadway. Mm. Like, just you hear a song, you're like, oh, that's in a musical somewhere, you know, versus like, oh, that's just a hit song on the radio. It has a certain vibe to it, a certain feel, sound to it. But the songs that they added were very much in the vein of the original songs from the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, even the new lines, too, you know, where Olaf seems like he's going to say one thing, but then says something different, and you laugh.
Yeah.
Like, the extras that they added in were in character. They weren't just like, oh, let's just throw this line in.
Right, it's not move, it's not beat for beat, it's not line for line from the movie. They're not just recreating the entire movie line for line, which is appreciated because, first of all, it's not going to work. Second of all, like, you have to change the pacing, you have to change the timing. So, yeah, they have to change things up about and it worked for me.
Doesn't Sven talk in the movie?
No.
No, Christoph talks
talks by moving his mouth. He goes like, and he changes his voice. Yeah, I thought the same thing. And then I watched it last night with this guy here. And I was like, oh, no, he doesn't actually talk. Because I thought so, too. I'm like, doesn't he? Because if you listen to the songs and you're not watching the show, there's a song between the two of them. Yes. You know, the people, you know, reindeer smell better than people or whatever. It's Christoph moving, Sven's mouth. And he's Sven, pretending. He's putting on a voice.
Sven is very, he has a lot of facial gestures.
Yes.
So, like, you know, Christoph will say something, and then Sven will roll his eyes.
Yes.
At, you know.
Yeah, he reacts to it. Yeah. Sorry, but he doesn't
like,
actually
like,
speak.
As if I was actually, if he was actually the character saying it, he would have rolled his eyes when he said that line because it fit. So, he does the facial acting for whatever Christoph is saying vocally.
Yeah. We're almost done.
Flavia's got something to
ask. Yes, Flavia.
The Duke of Westminster said, like a chicken with the face of a monkey.
Yes.
Is that your favorite line?
You say. The Duke of Wesselton. I'm like a chicken with the face of a monkey.
I like it. I didn't know we brought an impressionist here. Thank you, Via. I appreciate that. We're going to have him on more often. I like that. That was awesome. That was really good. All right, so overall impressions of the show. We can start wrapping it up. I think we talked about anything else you want to get onto the podcast and talk about or kids?
The song?
Thumbs up.
Yeah. The song that
audio thumbs up.
Sandwich. That's all we're going to say. I call that the sandwich song.
The sandwich song? I like it. I like
it. Love is an open door for
love
those
is an
who
open,
are not.
For those who are on the program, yeah.
What did you think? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Would you like to see it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I would see it again.
Yeah. I would see it again, too. I thought it was excellent.
Did you see it again?
Yes.
So we like to give you a rating, 1 to 5. And you can use decimal, but we'll do, how many snowflakes would you give it? 1 to 5. 5 being the best, 1 being I didn't like it at all. How many snowflakes would you give it?
In between a 3 and a 4.
So like a 3.5? 3.5 snowflakes?
Yeah.
I like it.
How many snowflakes would you give it?
17.
I like 17. It. Blue scale. That was like that. He crushed it. I love it.
1 to 5. How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What would you think?
1 to 5.
1 to 5. 1 to 5. Pick a number. 5 being the best. It was awesome. Or 1 being I didn't like it. Which one did you think?
5.
5 snowflakes from Christian.
No,
how about the adults?
I'm changing my rating.
You are.
4.5.
4.5. I love. Ooh, we bumped it up. She gave it another more ponder. I thought I like it. Fantastic. Jay, how about you?
I'd say like a 4, 4.5 for me, just because again, it was like grasping the changes from the movie that I was so familiar with.
Yep, I go through that a lot.
It was good, but it was like, it's not what I knew.
Yeah,
so
it's hard. I go through, if you listen to the podcast, and Amy does the theater ones with me all the time, she knows I always struggle with that. Because I'm a movie watcher. I watch a lot of movies. I've seen Little Shop of Horrors. I've seen all these things. And so now I'm watching a stage production, which has to be different. And that struggles for me. I struggle with it all the time. So I try my best to separate. It doesn't always work. Amy can tell you. It doesn't always work. I'm just like, okay, I want to watch this production. Luckily for Fiddler, I'd never seen the movie. I've never seen a production of it. So I went in cold on Fiddler, so I was able to just enjoy Fiddler for what it was without any comparison to anything else, and just enjoy the production of it. For me, this is definitely a 4.5. I loved it. I really did. I would definitely see it again. Everything from production to music to costuming to lighting, how they produced the magic to the snow, the ingenuity that they put into this one was just, to me, off the charts. It was definitely my favorite show so far. Amy?
4.5. I'm with you.
4.5. 4.5 snowflakes. That's kind of the average here is 4.5 snowflakes today.
I'd give it 4.5.
I mean, if you average it out with Dorian 17, yeah. I think it's 4.5.
Yeah, I think we're probably, yeah.
Good work, Dorian. That was great, Dorian. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming in for the podcast today. Let's go around and give a hand to everybody who was in today.
Thank you, Dorian.
Thank you, Via. Thank you, Christian. You guys were awesome. Did you guys have fun today on the podcast? Yeah. Thank you to our parents. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Amy, for being here. We enjoyed you guys. Hopefully, we get you guys to see something else with us. That would be a lot of fun. We get tickets pretty regularly. I'm pretty sure we could probably squeeze some tickets for Christmas Carol if you guys want to go. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to take him. It's a little... There are parts that are a little scary. The Marley stuff. I keep calling Bob Marley. The Marley stuff is a little... So just think about that. The way they do it, it's impressive. It's incredible, but it's dark. It's dark and it's loud. So it is. It's loud. So it can be a little bit. He definitely won't make it through it. Not yet anyway. So when he's old enough, we'll definitely take him to it. But anyway, let you guys know when it gets closer. We'll see. All right. Thank you, everybody. All right. We are Entertainment Rants at entertainmentrants.com. Check us out online. Check out our YouTube channel. Give us a like, a subscribe. Hit the notification button. We'll see you guys soon. Everybody say hashtag let's rant.
Hashtag let's rant.
All right, everybody, go check out the North Shore Music Theater, nsmt.org. Check out Frozen playing now July 9th through July 28th. All right, thank you, everybody.
So good.
Get out there, go talk, go rant, and have some fun. Bye, everybody.